6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Wednesday. We're in Central Time on July 27, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, where we have 10% off Strauss Natural Products this week at the Power Mall. Have you gotten yours yet? Hey, when we offer a percentage discount, that's the opportunity that of a lifetime. You got to take advantage of that. Make sure your cabinet's stocked up. We want you to have it stocked up so that you're not stopped up. And I'm talking about your arteries and all the other good stuff. We had Wayne Elliott on the show yesterday. If you missed that little interview with him, he explains how Strauss Naturals work. And so all good. And I take it every day, too. So, that's my little endorsement for today. But in the meantime, we have some quite the little slate of folks on this morning and this afternoon. Cheryl Chumley, who is the online Washington Times opinion editor. She's got a new book out called Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. She's going to be talking about that at the bottom of this hour. At the top of next hour, you remember the Bundy standoff out in the wild, wild west? Well, Ammon Bundy is running for governor of Idaho, and we're going to have him on the show at high noon. High noon. I don't get to stand out on the street with him and go, get out of town, and have him say, by sundown, it doesn't work like that. No, he is trying to really stop the nonsense going on in the Idaho government. So it'll be interesting talking to Ammon Bundy. We'll get some lowdown on all the junk that they're spreading about him and everything else so people can filter through this. I personally do not believe that the Democratic Party can be trusted anymore. I think most people understand that every word coming out of their mouth is probably a finger point right back at them. I really think that's what's happening. A lot of people, they just don't trust them anymore. Anything they say, it's a lie. Anything they accuse the other side, us, we the people of, especially these Congress people that say, we the people need to do our part. Excuse me, we're already doing our part. We're having to put up with your nonsense. That's bad enough. And then high gas prices and grocery prices and everything. I don't know if you know this or not. I mean, when you go to the grocery store, I remember you used to get by with spending about, $60, $70 a week. Now it's like almost double that, especially if you have to stock up on, so every so often, your condiments and things like that. You have to, stuff that you don't go through as fast. Eventually, all those things run out and they run out at the same time. And that jacks your grocery bill up even more. That's where the double comes in. I'm sure you know that if you go to the grocery store. You probably figured that out already. There may be a mild reprieve in gas prices right now, but that won't be for long. Not with what they're doing with shutting down more pipelines and failing to renew leases. It's going to go right back up again. You watch. And not only that, we've just discovered Chinese intelligence has a systematic and well-funded campaign that is successfully recruiting U.S. Federal Reserve System economists and others to provide sensitive financial information and data in exchange for money and other benefits, according to Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. He's a Republican. He's investigating it. Yeah. Seriously, I mean, everybody's getting China in the back pocket. Chucky Schumer. He's Schumer. We all know what religious faith he is. You got to wonder about people like that, how the hypocrisy could run deep into his territory without getting into calling him slang terms, which is right on the tip of my tongue. I'm sure it's already come out of your mouth. That's all right. I didn't hear it. Neither did the FCC, so don't worry. And Chucky didn't hear it either. That movie Child's Play where he stabs you with a knife? This is pretty much what he's doing, hanging out with China, believe it or not. Yeah. He's created all sorts of loopholes in the chips bill. Yeah. So China really is getting in the back pockets of a lot of our Congress people, and most of them are Democrats, believe it or not. Sadly, we also discovered Canada and Ireland are rolling out policies to force their farmers to cut carbon emissions. Oh, got it. Farting cattle again. part of their decarbonization agenda. You know, these people are, the science is not there, folks. This is all World Economic Forum. And I just want to let you know that, yes, the chicken coop is almost done. The rabbitry is, you know, my wife has already said, no, we're not doing rabbits. I'm not eating rabbit. I said, you know, but what else they're good for is fertilizer for the garden. So whether you have 4 or 40, it doesn't really matter. At least you're prepared. And so I'm working on that as well. We have the play for the greenhouses in motion right now. And we're going to have two rows of three, 3x6 in rows of, 18 feet long with three containers, 3 feet wide. And that's our raised bed garden. It's going to be inside a greenhouse. So that's where we're at right now, working on that. The pad is already there. We have to just wet it and tamp it and get ready to put gravel down and then get ready to start erecting. I think it would take all of about a day to get the raised beds in place. So, I mean, it's going to go pretty quick. I hope you're doing the same thing out there, because this is how, in our own way, we fight back. Because, you know, if your property is fenced up and you have no trespassing signs on there and you have a constitutional sheriff, you don't have too much to worry about. But if you're like in places like out in Gillespie or Kerr County, you have some real corrupt sheriffs out there. Are you listening to me, Sheriff? You need to get right with God, and you need to call Richard Mack, seriously, and get right, and stop being so corrupt. Stop telling people that if all of a sudden the feds come for our guns, you're just going to sit there and roll over and let them do it. You're no better off than the sheriff of McLennan County. And everybody that knows anything about Texas knows McLennan County is the county seat is Waco. And the McLennan County Sheriff back in 1993 allowed the feds to just come in and walk all over the Branch Davidian compound. And after they got done burning it to the ground, then they bulldozed it and covered up all the evidence. Wonderful, isn't it? And, of course, COVID-19 restrictions have likely led to a resurgence of rare hepatitis among kids, according to a new study. This is a virus not known to normally cause disease, coupled with lowered immunity in kids due to lockdowns, may have led to a hepatitis outbreak, researchers say. This is in the UK. They believe they've identified the cause of acute liver problems that have been affecting young kids around the world. And the mRNA shots, and we've said this before on the show, and the news is just now coming out, that it's causing major fertility problems in both men and women. We told you this already, that it was going to happen. And it didn't take long. You know, when they first rolled these out in December of 2020, and I'm talking about the jabs, you know, doctors and scientists started warning of possible reproductive effects as the jab might cross-react with syntocin and reproductive genes in sperm, ova, and placenta in ways that might impair reproduction. So guess who's not going to have grandkids? Yeah, grandma and grandpa, you know, we're so sorry that you believed the lie and you didn't want your kids coming over to see you unless they got vaccinated like you did. You bought into that stuff. You bought into the garbage. Those of you out there that got the jab, I'm sorry for you. I really am. Because in my book, and this is just my book, so you could take it with a grain of salt if you want to, but in my book, your days are numbered. And I don't know whether when they flip on the switch and turn on 5G in full tilt boogie, that all of a sudden you're going to stroke out and all the graphene oxide that's in that injection is going to go crazy in your brain and cause brain bleeds. I don't know. That remains to be seen. We've already got frontline doctors warning about it, but you weren't paying attention. Another little study that just came out from the Cato Institute, it's a libertarian think tank, folks, and I espouse some libertarian specifics, but I'm not totally libertarian. I'm more of a constitutionalist. Libertarian kind of leans more toward the Republican right, but they have their middle ground. So they're just kind of in the moderate area. But they did come out with a decent article that's going to be on your email blast when you dial it up. It'll be in your inbox, trust me. And if you haven't subscribed, you need to. You do that to the powerhour.com. You go there, and there's a link you can click on to subscribe. There's also a text number, 22828. You just text, you know, Power Hour to that, and it gets you hooked up. And the article that Cato Institute published is about NATO, a luxury good the U.S. doesn't need. And believe it or not, most of the states in Europe that are members of NATO can actually take care of themselves. And so, you know, for decades, the most widely held belief in Washington foreign policy establishment has been that NATO is supposed to be tremendously valuable to the U.S. And as former U.S. diplomat William Burns wrote in his memoir, even the expansion of the alliance stayed on autopilot as a matter of U.S. policy long after its fundamental assumptions should have been reassessed. Commitments originally meant to reflect interests morphed into interests themselves. Being a NATO skeptic in Washington is like being a middle-aged white guy at a Bad Bunny concert. On both counts, take it from me, you feel out of place, Burns wrote. So do we really need it? You know, there's the argument. Do we still need to be in NATO? What is freaking out Putin right now? Answer that question. Very easy. NATO. That's what's freaking him out. He doesn't want NATO sitting on his borders. And then, of course, you have all the things that NATO stands for and what it's allowing the World Economic Forum to do in all the countries that are part of it. Yep. Climate change. Let's get rid of your cattle. Let's have a food shortage. Hey, what do you say? Sounds like fun. How many people can we starve to death? Oh, just go eat bugs. Don't worry. If I was Tucker Carlson, I'd be laughing right now in that, you know, hyena kind of laugh that he does, which is funny. And people, when he laughs, even in his sarcasm, you get it. He was even on talking last night about the number of immigrants coming into the country and the fact that, you know, give us your tired, your poor, that speech, you know, Roosevelt. And all of a sudden, you've got D.C. and New York, sanctuary cities, overloaded with immigrants, and now Muriel Bow Wow Wowser is like, well, we're going to have to start sending them to Miami. I say, Miami, when you get them and they get off the train, put them on a plane to Aspen, Colorado, Martha's Vineyard, Rehoboth Beach, Burlington, Vermont, all the places where the white elite live, and you don't have that many blacks. They're not practicing equity. They're not practicing diversity. Don't you think they should have a little taste of their own medicine? Oh, no, not in my backyard. Yeah, believe it or not. And so, you know, DeSantis, when they get down to Miami, I want you to go bullwinkle on them.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull the rabbit out of my hat.
That trick never works.
Nothing up the sleeve. Look, 100,000 immigrants just went off to Martha's Vineyard.
And then you got, you know, Andy, remember that?
Have you? Wish I had a big jar of ants.
You know, it just gives me time to cut up, because even with Tucker's sarcasm, point made. You know, all these places that are predominantly white, and they sit there and point fingers at us. You see, here's the hypocrisy about it all. Let's ship into places where we want to turn the red states blue, and we want to mess up the blue states even more. Well, it's already done that. So... Yeah, it's one of these things where when you look at stuff like this, it's like some of these guys actually are making a point, and they probably pissed off every Democrat watching the show, because I'm sure a lot of them are watching it going, yep, they did that, and a lot of the Upper West Side in Manhattan moved to Palm Beach County. What's not so funny is 4 people have died and 60 others were injured in a powerful earthquake that struck the northern Philippines on Wednesday. 7.0 magnitude, according to the USGS. It struck in northern Luzon, the country's most populous island, at 8:43 Eastern last night. In U.S. news, Trump authorized the National Guard for January 6th, but Congress in D.C. didn't request its use, according to a former aide. And, of course, the guy I was hanging out with at the Myrtle Beach event, Kash Patel, He's the one that is talking about that. It's a former Pentagon chief of staff. Liz Cheney tells Fox News' Bret Baier Trump never issued any order to deploy the National Guard to protect the Capitol. Not true. So, you know, Pelosi, Bowser, it's on you. I don't hear anybody grilling them. Capitol Police, they asked for it. Pelosi and Bowser ignored it. They could have prevented everything that happened. And then when you look at the videos and you see the Capitol Police letting the protesters into the Capitol, it's like, okay, did anybody ever stop to think that things weren't what they seem on January 6th? Had they opened those gates up and said, come on in, I would have turned around and turned tails and got the hell out of Dodge because it was a trap. I'll tell you how much of a trap it was. A Washington resident was sentenced yesterday to more than 5 years in prison, matching the longest term of imprisonment so far among hundreds of Capitol breach prosecutions. Mark Ponder, 56, said he got caught up in the chaos that erupted. Didn't mean for any of it to happen. The judge didn't care. 6 years, 3 months. That's what he's getting. The FBI, by the way, I mean, there's an oxymoron, fidelity, bravery, and integrity. No, doesn't work in my book anymore. They're wrongly labeling derogatory information on Hunter Biden as disinformation, according to whistleblowers. And Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, is alleging there were systemic and existential problems with the DOJ and the FBI after highly credible whistleblowers informed his office officials from the Bureau labeled evidence against Hunter Biden as disinformation when, in fact, it was legit. And see, this is what happens when you have a corrupt attorney general and a corrupt FBI. They prosecute who they want. It's called selective prosecution. And you only generally see that in Democrat administrations. But not to be undone. Remember that case, Ashcroft versus Iqbal? That changed the face of civil filings in the federal court. Now you really got to bring the evidence if you want your case to stick. Otherwise, it just gives them an excuse to toss it out. And as more voters across the country turn toward the Republican Party, retired Army Brigadier General Don Baldock is closing the margin of an expected Democratic victory in the New Hampshire Senate race. In the Republican Senate primary, Baldock carried almost 60,000 votes as the runner-up. Only 1 point separated incumbent Senator Maggie Hassan, a Democrat, and Baldock, one of the 11 candidates for the Republican primary scheduled for September 13th. And, of course, Baldock says he's very concerned about the future of the U.S. I would be, too, if I was him. And House lawmakers, because of all the threats of violence, are going to get a $10,000 security stipend, which should cover up to 10 grand worth of expenses for upgrading home security systems, cameras, video recorders, locks, motion sensors. Yet Cori Bush gets to spend $400,000 for her security. The sergeant at arms is going to assume the cost and oversee certain future residential security upgrades, maintenance, and monitoring fees. Oh, yeah. And keep an eye on what's going on with all these congresspeople, huh? Which means they probably know where they are at any given moment, especially what they're doing in their house. I don't know about that. Something's a little weird. If something feels weird to me, probably is. Maybe that way to you. And of course, as Trump proclaimed, China placed Huawei equipment atop cell towers on purchased farm near U.S. military bases, capable of disrupting and capturing signals. Huh? Chinese company paid $2.6 million for 300 acres of farmland in Grand Forks, North Dakota, 12 miles from the U.S. Air Force base that houses sensitive drone technology near Grand Forks, 20-minute drive away. Fufeng Group also purchased a corn mill near Grand Forks. Wonder what's inside the corn mill. Interesting. And now a new report by CNN, of all people, reveals China placed Huawei equipment atop cell towers on purchased farmland near U.S. military bases in the Midwest, capable of disrupting service, jamming, and capturing signals. Why are we allowing this to happen? All because China owns the Bidens. China owns the Pelosis. China owns Chucky. And they own and control a lot of Congress, which they do. That's a problem. Former VP Mike Pence's national security advisor, retired General Keith Kellogg, said he would back President Trump in a hypothetical 2024 matchup with his former boss. See, they're even trying to, in many ways, tell the American public that Pence had the power to do something about January 6th or January, didn't. He could have stopped all this, could have stopped the count, could have challenged the count, could have called for a lot of this to be chucked. But he didn't. Allowed it to go forward. And, of course, amid renewed concerns over Biden's health, guess who's thinking about tossing his hat in the ring? Pete Buttigieg! Wow. I don't know. I think it's arrogance. Nobody in their right mind would vote him in. Certainly not Kamala. She's at the bottom of the list. Ted Cruz, by the way, is telling Breitbart News in an exclusive interview this last weekend at the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit that openly racist commentary from Democrats like a blogger paid by Republican Vicente Gonzalez, or Representative Vicente Gonzalez, rather, who's a Democrat in Texas, and even from First Lady Jill Biden are exacerbating a shift among Hispanic voters. Well, nobody wants to be called breakfast tacos, and certainly nobody wants to be called Miss Frijoles. We'll see what happens in November, right? Cheryl Chumley will be with us after this short break, talking about her new book, Lockdown. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for hanging 10 with us. Stay with us. We'll be back with more exciting stuff right after the break.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday. That's right. Hump Day, July 27, 2022, where we've got 10% off Strauss Naturals at the Power Mall. Dave Krieger with you, and it's so nice to have Cheryl Chumley back on the phone with us, and she's got a new book out. I did not expect it. Seriously. She has a website, CherylChumley.com. If you don't know who Cheryl Chumley is, she is the author, online opinion editor for the Washington Times. She also serves as commentary writer and host of Bold and Blunt, a twice-weekly podcast. Award-winning journalist with more than 15 years' experience covering Capitol Hill, state and local politics. Publication credits, Newsmax, The Blaze, Washington Times, The Examiner, Heritage Foundation, and more. Numerous, and I mean, we're talking hundreds of appearances on TV shows, Fox News, C-SPAN, CBN, Newsmax TV. Authored four books, Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise, or America Will Fall. And thank you for your service, by the way. I didn't mention that you were a U.S. Army veteran. Same here. Licensed private investigator. God love you. Cheryl Chumley, welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's great to be with you again.
Well, I know. You know, the last time we had you, we didn't even bring up the fact you were working on a new book. Now we got it out, Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. And, of course, you know, before we went on the air, and we always, folks, if you know this, we're not just pushing books. We're getting information out there. It's all about solutions. I think, Cheryl, you've been all about solutions. I mean, being a PI, you're always looking for answers. That's what people want. They want the truth. They want the answer. They want to know, am I making the right decision at the poll? Am I going to be blocked from being able to vote in November? I mean, they want to know all this stuff, and they're listening to as many sources as possible because the fear is, come November, they're going to try to pull the same stunt again and lock us all down. What's your take on that?
Yeah, the narrative has already started on that, right? You can already see the fear factor being driven by the likes of Anthony Fauci and the Democrats. And, you know, this thing with monkeypox, it started actually a couple months ago, and it was sort of a slow whisper in the medical bureaucrat world. And I reported a couple months ago in a commentary piece for the Washington Times that here we go again. This is the Democrats kind of floating the idea of the next pandemic where we all have to stay locked down and vote by mail-in ballot and absentee balloting and so forth. And look, monkeypox, if you read past the actual headlines and little Twitter feeds on it, we know who it affects. It's mostly men who have sex with men. And so that removes most of the populations and makes it very different from something like a coronavirus. And yet the bureaucrats, the Anthony Faucis of the world and the Joe Bidens of the world kept fueling the fear about this. And look, we're finally coming around to acknowledging on even mainstream media that this is a virus that impacts mostly the gay male population. But you can also see the subvariant B5 of the coronavirus making the same sort of fear factor wins. And I do think what you said is true. It's all leading toward a potential lockdown in time for the elections because Democrats have no principles upon which to win this November.
They don't. And we had Ken McCarthy on the show yesterday, and he was saying, you know, pretty much the same thing. But the bigger thing was he basically went back in history and said, you know, Fauci is making the same playbook as they did with the HIV. They started all this stuff up. They started the narrative about gay men. It's a homosexual disease. It started in Africa. Somebody had sex with a monkey and then came in and had sex with the prostitutes, and that's how. And then now we're finding out, for those who have been called conspiracy theorists forever, that it was manufactured in the labs in Fort Detrick, Maryland, and given to some of these gay men and hepatitis jabs because they were coming down with it. And all of a sudden, you know, it got spread that way. I mean, there's so many different theories about all of this stuff, but it seems like what you're talking about here with monkeypox is almost like a word for word play on what they did with the HIV scare in the 80s.
Yeah, and, you know, I've read about that, too, the similarities. And, look, if anything, the American people, your listeners, if anything could be taken from the last couple of years of the coronavirus and the subvariants of the coronavirus and now monkeypox, it's this. We need to stop listening to the medical bureaucrats when they tell us about our individual freedoms and how we should live our lives. They're great for the recommendations, for the best medical practice, for data and science that you can pick and sort through on your own. But when they come time to tell us how to live our lives, that's where we should draw the line. Because Anthony Fauci may know more than you and I do about diseases and how those diseases spread, but we all know more about freedom. And that in America, in a country where rights come from God and government's only there to protect those God-given rights, that takes precedence over any type of medical advisement.
But the thing is, and this is some of the stuff that you talk about in your book, Cheryl, that this is a political hoax inflicted on the American people by the Democrats. How can we trust anything, anybody, since the Democrats are controlling the majority of government, how can we trust anything the Democrats have to say at all?
Well, you shouldn't. And honestly, you shouldn't the Republicans either, right? It's a trust but verify situation when you're an American citizen. Founding fathers gave us this great framework for a country of limited governance, but they also cautioned us that we needed to, for one thing, we needed to stay informed and hold our government officials accountable. And that requires not just going to vote, but it requires going to vote and then following up and making sure that those you vote for and elect are doing the things that are in line with the Constitution and in line with limited government. And too many times in America, we go to the polls and we vote, and then our candidate wins, so we think, yay, we're good. But what happens? Those politicians get into office, and they either become drowned out by the bad politicians, or they become sucked up and in the system and enamored with the special perks they get as a politician, and they fail to do the citizens' bidding. So we need to hold all politicians' feet to the fire of accountability.
Well, and if you need a reminder, just go watch the movie The Distinguished Gentleman with Eddie Murphy. You remember
that
movie?
That one. No, I remember the title. I never saw it.
I'm telling you, Cheryl, you will just die laughing because it smacks of everything you just said. So that's one of the things. I've seen that movie multiple times, and I mean, you know, they're talking about holding up banks and stuff, and it goes, no, go to D.C. That's where the money is. So, yeah, I mean, it's hysterical, that movie, and I mean, it's probably one of Eddie Murphy's better flicks. Anyway, so the Never Let a Crisis Go to Waste.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at what this tell-all book that just came out. I don't know whether she got a clear conscience or what, but Dr. Deborah Birx put this thing out and is admitting they made up the whole thing. And when they got the 15 days to slow the spread and got everybody to lock down, she spent and admitted, well, I spent all my time trying to figure out how we're going to extend it. So I'm just like, all right, so that's another it's not even a feather in the Republicans' cap, because the rhinos all bought into this as well.
Yeah, Yeah, they did. And I can't comment specifically on Deborah Birx's book because I haven't read it, but I can comment on some what I saw as alarming remarks she made when she was doing promotion for her book. And right. one of the things that struck me is that she came out and said that she and Anthony Fauci and all the other medical bureaucrats that were supposed to be advising American citizens and the president of the United States on the best way to protect ourselves from the coronavirus, she said they all had a pact that if Donald Trump fired one, that they would all leave. And so that struck me as just egregiously elitist, because it tells me that they were in business of working for themselves and protecting themselves rather than protecting the American people, which is their job, supposedly, and advising the president of the United States, whom they detested at the time, Donald Trump, on how he should best protect or help protect the American citizens as well. It was more that they were working for themselves, and if Donald Trump dared to advise the American citizens on anything that ran counter to their own elitist visions of how we should act under this virus, they were just going to quit their jobs altogether. And think of the political turmoil that that would have left Donald Trump's administration in. He would have been vulnerable to even more attacks from the Democrat Party. So that's the thing that struck me. That told me that Deborah Birx wasn't in her position to do best by the American citizens or the president. She was in her position because she's a deep state bureaucrat, and she feels that she's owed that position, and she's entitled to that degree of regard.
Well, to me, it smacks of arrogance that she would even have the cojones, and she doesn't, but, you know, literally or figuratively has the cojones to come right out and admit she lied to Trump. We all knew that from the beginning.
Right?
I think you knew the same thing. I knew it. And I'm looking at, you know, the fact that they got everybody in America to believe in this medical tyranny. And basically, it was a big test to see who was going to comply. And you had, what, 200 million people got the jab here in this country, and every single one of them that got the jab is at risk.
Yeah, a big reason why I wrote Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom, right, was because for over 2 years at the Washington Times, I reported on the government's overreach and use of this virus to exploit the fears of the American citizen in order to justify locking down America and seizing our individual God-given liberties. And part and parcel of what I saw was the skewing and outright lying of data in order to justify the continuation of lockdowns. And if you look at what's going on today, it's more of the same. We just had Joe Biden on TV just this morning talking about the need for every American to get boosted, get boosted, get boosted. And here's a guy who's been heavily vaccinated and boosted. And by the way, I don't like calling them vaccinations because they redefine what vaccinations are. And these aren't vaccines by the traditional sense, by the commonly understood definition. But anyhow, he goes on TV and tells everybody to get the shot, even though he just came out of 5 days of isolation because the shots didn't prevent him from testing positive. So the idea that we as American citizens are going to return to a pre-pandemic normalcy is something that we need to wake up and smell the roses on. The Democrats are not going to let this fear go. It's too much of a power grab opportunity for them.
Well, the bigger picture here with Fauci, I don't know that he got COVID. I don't know he got the jabs. I don't know any of this stuff. There's no way to prove it,
right?
Because all this medical information is protected under HIPAA. So he could get on camera, well, I'm feeling okay, I'm taking Paxlovid. There's no evidence. He may have been prescribed it, but there's no evidence he took it. So we don't know that. To me, the man is a pathological liar that cannot be trusted. In fact, he needs to be strung up. I think that's how most of my listeners feel.
Yeah, Anthony Fauci is just a deceptive sly snake, right? I mean, for all along, he has been very deceptive about anything to do with the coronavirus, not to mention just flipping and flopping. And he'll recommend one thing, and then you turn the station an hour later, and he's on a different network recommending just the opposite. So he's not to be trusted. But this goes back to your original point of just a few minutes ago, that we need to not trust the government and medical bureaucrats when they tell us anything to do with taking care of our own health choices.
All right, the number 844-769-2944. If you have a question for Cheryl Chumley, Cheryl Chumley's got this new book out called Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. It's a terrifying story of how the government's using the chaos of COVID-19 to cloak their nefarious plan to take away American freedoms, which, and by and through a dangerous growth of government power. It never ceases to amaze me that, you know, this NDAA and all the other stuff, 3,600 pages, how the hell do you read that bill and then put it on the floor and start voting on it, not knowing what's in it? This smacks of Obamacare. It's a mess. I got to wonder about this. And see, the media is feeding into this as well, just like it fed into the COVID situation and like it could feed into a potential lockdown in November. Do you see it? Do you see the media being a heavyweight in this?
Absolutely. The media has been horrible. If you look at how, and you know what, I'm including Fox News in this, because Fox News was the place people in the conservative world would go to, right, to get trusted information on the coronavirus. And when you turn to Fox News a couple years ago, what you saw was the exact same thing that CNN was putting out and MSNBC. You would see in real time this clock ticking in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen where it would tell you how many people were tested positive for the coronavirus, how many people were dying from the coronavirus, and it created this overhyped fear without any context of how many people have tested positive versus how many people have recovered, which is really the bigger indicator of a danger of a virus. And the media all along has been going for the clicks and going for the big advertising dollars that go with those clicks instead of reporting a more somber approach to what we as American citizens actually need to know about from the coronavirus and now from the monkeypox and the variants of the coronavirus. So the media has done a horrible job, and they've done it, I think, largely in partnership with the globalists and the bureaucrats in America's government, as well as in the governments of the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the United Nations.
Well, let's not forget the fact that Hannity would constantly be bringing on Dr. Nicole Sapphire and other doctors that would advocate taking the jab. And then right as you get done watching some of the news shows, all of a sudden, here's a commercial. You need to go out and get vaxxed. A message, public service announcement. And like, wait a minute. Fox News is being paid just like everybody else is being paid. They're being paid off to basically further the lie and murder people, because that's what this is all about, really. Patrice in Ohio, you're on the phone with Cheryl Chumley. Good morning.
Hi. I was just going to bring up the fact that, you know, all the countries are in on this regarding this COVID, and it goes back to what we talked about with your guests yesterday about the slowdown of the velocity of money to the countries, which was the big scam, because they got this convergence of all these things that they got to, their tick and tack list to make this all happen. But I do find it interesting. Tucker Carlson has really been calling out the pharmacy group hugely in the last 2 weeks. I forget which doctor it is that he has on there, who in the beginning kind of supported the COVID shots and now says, no, the COVID shots aren't good, especially for children. There really isn't a reason why you would have your child vaccinated. All the tie-in with Big Pharma. So I find that interesting because he's the only one on the Fox network that will call out the Big Pharma, which, you know, every one of their commercials is, you know, basically pharmaceutical. What's your takeaway on that?
You know, Patrice, you make a good point, and I would have to say, add to that the word now. Now Tucker Carlson is doing some wonderful reporting on some of the curious and incestuous tenuous relationships among big pharma and the globalists and the political world in America. But early on in the coronavirus, for months, he was reporting the hype and the fear. And I used to watch him regularly, and it was a great note of frustration for me that even he was just reporting the government narrative without challenging some of the findings, some of the so-called science, some of the data that was just off the charts, ridiculous, and some of the advisements from the government. So it always comes down to the individual and individual common sense, that it's one thing to trust the media and find somebody in media who tells the truth, but even when you feel like you found that, you should do the individual research yourself, because I think people like Tucker actually did a little bit of a damage in the beginning because they were so trusted by conservatives in America that too many conservatives went along with some of these now faulty, now that we know, faulty recommendations.
Well, the rhinos fed
well,
into the game,
too.
Well,
I think they got duped.
They all did, Patrice. They all did. Trump got duped from the start. That's what started it all.
Yeah,
and then Trump had to go out and admit he got the booster. I'm like, seriously, you just killed your credibility, sir.
There's a level of being duped, and then there's a level of stupidity. And that's where when do you wake up? I think that probably what has happened is that it's starting to be a breakaway society of these people who not only have been duped, but have family members or whatever that have been injured or affected by this, that their conscience is making them, they got to start to speak out. You know, it's, when are you going to stand? When's enough enough? You know, is the dollar, the almighty dollar, worth all this? You got to be crazy. Because if they come after a president, you know, everybody will have their day in, you know, Daily Plaza. If you're going to die, die for something.
Point made.
Yeah, excellent point made. And, you know, I would have to say that not everybody was duped. There were some people out there who were questioning early on and taking the attacks for it. And I was one of them. It was April of 2020 when I wrote a piece for the Washington Times that the headline was the coronavirus will go down as the biggest political hoax in history. And that was just a couple months after the coronavirus was breaking on America's soil. And a couple months after I had been writing critically about the government's overreach into American citizen liberties for 2 months. And so there were a few other people there under the radar of mainstream media that were questioning similarly and who were just viciously attacked. But the problem was is the mainstream media was just all in it with the ratings race war and so forth, the race for the biggest ratings, the best coverage and everything, and they weren't putting things in context. And this is why you need a citizenry in America that is first rooted in biblical principles, so they know about God-given rights and God protections versus government-granted rights and what the government can actually do to protect you.
Makes sense. Well, Patrice, we appreciate your phone call. Thanks so much. And see, the thing is, we all know that Big Pharma is making billions of dollars off of this, and the NIH is being paid by Big Pharma to basically set the scenario for we the people to allegedly follow if we buy into this load of garbage. The thing is, now we're trying to tell people, Cheryl, on this program as well as others that I participated in and programs I've been on or been at and managed to speak at, the narrative has been that, you know, you need to put God first, and if you did that, you wouldn't be worried about COVID, monkeypox, or any of this garbage. The other aspect of this, with the limited amount of time we have left, because we got about 3 minutes on the clock here before the break, the circumstances are such that if they try to pull a lockdown, the governors are going to have to stand up and say, no, we're not locking down. We are going to go ahead with our elections just the way we planned on it. And, you know, if you all want to wear a mask and stand 6 feet apart and believe this crap from the government, you go right ahead. But, you know, more and more people find out about Burks, I think you're going to start seeing a little more bravado out of the voter. And I think the voters are sick and tired of paying gas prices and sick and tired of the grocery prices. And I really believe that that is what's driving them to the polls. And any amount of this lockdown and screaming and demanding by the federal government is just going to be met on deaf ears this time. What do you think?
I hope you're right. I really do. And I agree with you completely that we need the governors to stand strong. What I would also like to see, and I was a little bit frustrated that more Republicans didn't come out like Senator Rand Paul did earlier on and take stronger stances for individual liberties and against the government's seizures of individual liberties. And really bring forth some legislation that makes clear that these emergency health orders have a time limit, that they can't keep being renewed automatically like Joe Biden just did in March. We're still living under an emergency health order that he just signed based on the coronavirus. And I wish that they would put into legislation clarifiers that tell the government you can't forever after steal individuals' rights and force them to wear face masks or social distance based on fabricated, made-up hoax science.
Well, it's going to get that way. And, you know, we do have to stop them. Let the lawsuits begin. All right. It's on Amazon.com. Of course, I know they're woke, but the book is there. Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom with Cheryl Chumley. She's the one who wrote it. Cheryl, thanks so much for coming back on the show again. We're going to have you back on soon because you always have something great to share with us. And we appreciate
you.
God bless the work you do. Thank you so much.
God bless. Bye.
Thank you. And here we are at the top of the hour. Our break is here, but you've got to stay on the phone because Ammon Bundy, rabble rouser, my kind of guy, running for Ohio governor's race. He's a candidate, going to be joining us after the break. Stay with us.
What about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.